You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
5 years ago, a young couple in Chicago decided to get married, but they also agreed that they did not want a traditional wedding ceremony. They wanted something unusual, they said, and so they contacted officials at the Shrine Circus. Arrangements were made for the marriage to be performed inside an animal cage filled with lions and tigers. Now, I suppose that most of us would agree that this wedding ceremony was certainly unusual. But the presence of lions and tigers may also have been symbolical, that is, symbolic of the threatening environment in which many marriages today get started and try to survive. Like wild beasts, the enemies of marriage, which include constant arguing, failure to forgive, and spouses constantly irritating each other, have the power to destroy the marital relationship. 50% of all wives in California will be assaulted by their husbands at some time during their marriage. This is what we are told by the Office of the California State's Attorney General. Nationwide, it is estimated that 50 to 60% of all marriages will experience at least one incident of serious physical violence. Sociologists, of course, are puzzled as to how to explain this increase in bitterness and physical assaults between marriage partners. But many pastors realize that growing domestic violence reflects the increased attacks of the devil on God's sacred institution of marriage and the home. The Apostle Peter was correct when he warned Christians to always be on the alert, because our adversary, the devil, is constantly, day and night, prowling around looking for somebody to devour. Read some of the major magazines of today and study the headlines, and you will certainly see that Satan's goal is to destroy. And the devil, in our generation, has selected as one of his main targets the marriage and the home. The devil has so confused some husbands and wives that as a result of their endless devil-inspired arguing, the entire family ends up being destroyed. Of course, nobody intends this to happen, but that is often eventually what takes place. This is similar to the 700-passenger Russian luxury liner which sank off the coast of New Zealand 3 years ago. The captain was to blame. He wanted to do his best, he loved his ship, but he was so preoccupied in arguing with the members of his crew that he failed to see the treacherous rocks near the shore. Eventually, the luxury liner hit these rocks and the ship was destroyed. In his attack on the family, the devil operates very much in the same way. In the Bible, the devil, appearing as a serpent, is described as more crafty than any beast of the field. The devil is never up front. He is always dishonest, and he is always disguising himself. He wants to look good. He wants to look acceptable and non-threatening. In the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we read that the devil disguises himself as the angel of light. This is also why St. Paul urgently reminds us that our struggles in life, in our marriage, and in our home, is not a daily battle only against flesh and blood. That is, our struggle is not husband versus wife or parents versus children. Our real struggle in life is, as St. Paul reminds us, against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. St. Paul understood the destructive powers of Satan. This missionary apostle had experienced the evil one's vicious attacks firsthand. In the life and ministry of St. Paul, the devil was very, very real. The apostle understood that believers in Christ have no choice but to constantly contend with the prince of darkness. In their attempt to explain the military might of a nation, journalists often use charts and graphs. In a more dramatic way than words, these illustrations regularly remind readers of the military power nations around the world now possess. The number of intercontinental missiles, The nuclear submarines and the armored tanks represent military might inconceivable even in the minds of World War II generals. But it is even more frightening to realize that the devil is more powerful than the combined strength of all military forces of all nations at this hour. And so, must we then marvel that the devil's show of force did not shake up and deter men like St. Paul and the other missionaries and evangelists of the early church? St. Paul was neither intimidated, nor was he in any way deterred by the threats of the evil one. The devil can be defeated, St. Paul reminds us. But, he said, this can be done only when and if we, by faith, take up and swing the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, the reformer Martin Luther also understood the devil-defeating power of the Word of God. In the midst of his Reformation struggles, and with the fires of spiritual conflict burning around him, Martin Luther composed a powerful hymn, which is being sung with gusto in churches around the world. This hymn is called, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. In the final verse of this musical confession of faith and confidence, Luther wrote, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, but he can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word, Luther explains, one little word can fell him. Martin Luther was here speaking about the Word of God. One word of God can destroy the devil's works. One little word can prevent Satan from destroying your home and your marriage. For Luther, God's word was more than a grammatical expression. The word, God's eternal word, even today is alive. It is powerful. The word is God himself. It is the eternal logos. And this word comes to us in the Bible, which is the very truth of God. This positive biblical truth that the Word of God is living and active should inspire all of us then to use this Word daily. Daily devotions, daily readings of the sacred Scripture have served as the front line in the spiritual defense in millions of homes over the past centuries. And as families read and meditate on the life-giving Word of God, the Heavenly Father then abides with them and they abide in Him. Thus, when we spend time with the Word, the devil is also forced to flee our presence. The Word of God is our light in our life. The devil is the prince of darkness. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, comes to us through the Word of God, and when we receive Jesus by faith, the devil has no choice but that he must flee. Therefore, as you search for a way to ensure the future of your family and your children, use the Word of God daily and trust in its power to serve as your sword of the Spirit in your battle with the devil. This is the protection that you need for your family. This is the key to ensure that the devil shall no longer have victory over your home, and he shall no longer be able to bring unhappiness and failure into the lives of your children. Now, historians have written that the bloodiest military battle ever fought was on the French lines in Verdun in 1916. But the scriptures record that the greatest struggle in history, yes, the greatest conflict of all time, took place when Jesus, the Word of God in the flesh, met the devil face to face on the crucifixion cross. There on Calvary, on a small hill outside the city of Jerusalem, a battle between the kingdom of good and the kingdom of evil raged. Finally, Jesus cried out in victory, saying, "It is finished." And as prophesied of old in the struggle, the devil bruised the Savior's heel. But the victor of the contest was Jesus. And this became known to the whole world when Jesus the victor crushed the serpent's head. The battle was done. The victory was won. In that same hour of agony, the blessed Savior, through his bloody sacrifice, offered his body upon the altar of the cross as a full payment for the sins of the whole world, including yours and including mine. Husbands and wives, parents and children, you can start over in life. Past mistakes, harsh words, and grudges need no longer separate you as family members. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all of our sin. And so let it start today. Let a new relationship begin in your marriage and in your family. Speak the living words of the gospel of forgiveness to members of your own family. Even as God has forgiven you in Jesus Christ, so God now also expects you to forgive one another. And so the dramatic Good Friday event now stands as a beacon of hope for all young people. Let all young people know that marriage does not have to end in strife and tragedy and divorce. Marriage partners do not have to cower in the face of the devil's attacks. A marriage blessed before the altar of God and a home established by marriage partners committed to making Jesus Christ the center of their future is destined to succeed just as sure as Jesus publicly proclaimed his victory over the devil on the crucifixion cross. And so, my friend, as you reconsider the future of your family and your home, re-examine the role of God and his protecting word. Normally, most people don't think of God's word as a weapon that one can use to protect oneself and one's family. We don't think of God's word as a sword that we need in our battle of life. And yet, this is precisely what St. Paul was talking about. Plus, when we see Jesus in the desert, and as we witness the Savior effectively destroying the clever intentions of the evil one, this example of the Savior's use of the word is a powerful spiritual incentive for every one of us to abandon all human abilities and to trust totally and alone in the Almighty, the all-powerful, and the protecting Word of God. You see, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. For 40 days, the Savior was without any food whatsoever. And at a point when excruciating hunger would have driven a normal human to do almost anything to obtain food to survive, then at that critical point, the devil came to tempt the Savior. Satan said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, then command that these stones become bread." Indeed, in that humanly vulnerable situation, Jesus might have sought to rely upon arguments based on reason or logic or even physical force in order to shield himself from the assault of the evil one. But the Savior did not resort to techniques or powers often employed by men. The Savior knew that life is not a struggle involving logic or physical force, but that it is a spiritual war. And so Jesus pulled from his sheath of spiritual warfare the all-powerful sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And when the devil confronted Jesus at the moment of the Savior's most intense hunger, Jesus simply said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." At that moment, the devil was stopped in his tracks by the power of God's living Word. The devil's efforts were totally destroyed. This event, which took place in the remote wilderness of Palestine, sends an encouraging message of hope to all those of you who are now embattled by temptation. This example of Jesus, as he staved off the father of lies and violence, is an example upon which weary parents can build their marriage and their home. And so, if children are to be raised in an environment which is to prepare them for the challenge of the world, then they need the long-lasting protection of the living Word to be planted permanently in their minds and deeply in their hearts. For this reason, it is an excellent and blessed practice for fathers and mothers to read Bible stories to their little children at bedtime. And as the children then grow older, parents must be encouraged to help their loved ones to memorize verses from the sacred scriptures. Yes, mothers and fathers, plant this living word in your children's hearts so that when they face the devil and the world, these children of yours will be enabled to do battle and eventually to be victorious over all the evil forces around them. Parents, prepare your children to meet the temptations of the world by showing them from your own example of how to take up the conquering sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Some parents, of course, drive many miles to take their children to special schools. Mothers wait patiently at bus stops to ensure that their children will be safe. Fathers often explain to their sons how to protect themselves on the playground. Children are taken to the doctor on a regular basis in order to ensure that their bodies are not being destroyed by some disease or that they are not being psychologically injured by some seeming abnormality. Parents want the best for their children. For most people, money is no object when health care is an issue. Distance is no detriment when children have special opportunities in sports or music. Most parents today are willing to make great sacrifices in order to ensure that their children will have everything considered necessary for them to be socially acceptable. And let us say clearly here today that it is indeed not wrong for parents to desire the best for their children. But if you as a parent sincerely desire the very best, then be encouraged not only for your children's physical welfare, but consider also your loved ones' spiritual welfare. Parents, give your children and your family the very best in the whole world. Take your loved ones to a church and a Sunday school every week where the powerful and life-giving and protecting Word of God is preached and taught. Have devotions in your home every day. This dynamic Word of God will cleanse your family from sin, and this dynamic Word of God will strengthen your family in the hour of trial. This Word of God has the power to revive burdened hearts with the gospel message of perfect and total forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends, yes, parents, as you listen today, this Word, which is the sword of the Spirit, will strengthen and protect your loved ones from the temptations of the devil in this life, and also from the eternal consequences of the evil one in the life to come. Amen.